now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
What the deuce is all the commotion?
These are the top contemporary Celtic tunes. It's the best of Kilt in a Twist.
As we transition to a new decade, let's look back on this past year. We'll take another listen to the tunes that were at the top of the Kilt in the Twist top 10 every month, plus introduce you to a few news stories you might have missed the first time around.
In January, AfroKilt Sound System's Flight was gaining altitude, and Step Up was at the top of our chart.
Thank you. Сатанерна, Линекс, Кирс, Кирнес, Эура. Северный Луи, Синкен, Бришенва. Смику Мальфара, Тос, Нари, Тидов, Марава. Фуан, Риму, Кокилу, Легарыч, Сиел, Рисехос, Ричел, Никейч, Ричи, Хеори. Пухос, Агат, Риша, Брови, Прир, Ленрис, Нахабас, Тадахерга, Нирин. Висас, Экнамат, Анамар, Нахнат, Адагенар, Агенар, Сахантар, Ричилин. Прокови, Шоат, Бикину, Рухурс, Венеси, Гнихин, Бургу, Мечкайси, Гатур, Шинин, Бургу, Хруг, Джилден, Срудаган, Ахуга, Нагаскара, Хунгуна, Вана, Луга, Гран.
Bagado sama toka di feruba kuku bani bantamba nyani nyani ni kamasiga sege ni babi sese ke moja ni sima urukante ni sima umani mana plasi ali kundo kama kani mana mana moka na nasi akili drama a kuku bageli ye hina ne ilayo nsio jiro anka na saa gikura
Also in January, the Vatican Swiss Guard, the colorfully dressed mini army that helps protect the Pope, had cooler heads because they swapped their ancient metal helmets for ones made by 3D printers. The new helmets are made of a thermoplastic and distributed to the Corps on the 513th anniversary of their foundation as a mercenary force in 1506. One of the main advantages of the new helmets is that they will not heat up like the metal ones, meaning the guards will sweat less. The old helmets weighed 2 kilograms, while the new ones weigh 570 grams.
Pack it up, we're setting up for home.
The Hooky Haven by We Banjo 3 topped our chart in February with Pack It Up.
Give me shelter from the storm. You kept me dry and you kept me warm. Told me stories to ease my sleep. With skies above and oceans deep. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Setting off for home. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Pack it up, we're setting off for home. First love, you broke my fall. You stuck it out when I built my wall. School bus years can be so hard. Jet black clothes and a broken heart. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Pack it up, we're setting off for home. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Pack it up, we're setting out for home. Take this box of memories, the dusty moments you kept for me. I'll keep them warm within my heart, to keep you near when we're apart. Back it up, 'cause we're moving down the road.
Which a major metropolitan area produces is an age-old question, and Copenhagen has come up with a brand new answer. Ski down it! The waste is actually inside Copenhill, a waste treatment plant 10 minutes from downtown Copenhagen. Its main facility is a futuristic building with a sloping roof 85 meters high that's covered in a material called Nevaplast. It looks just like a ski slope, except it's green. It's designed as an important step in Copenhagen's ambition to become the world's first carbon-neutral capital. And instead of having to go up to 10 hours to get to a ski destination, they can be there in 10 minutes. The plant will also burn waste from around 600,000 residents and 68,000 businesses to produce electricity and district heating. It will also recycle some of the waste.
Territoires marked the top of our charts by Lavande du Nord in March with La Paix de Samuel.
Ajouter des pointillés à une carte. Suivre une flèche et remonter jusqu'à son arc. Troquer ses bâtiments pour une barque. Et des pots, quelques arpents pour son monarque.
Et des pots, quelques arpents pour son monarque.
Rêver mieux que ses soldats espagnols. Inventer un nouveau monde de créole. Où chacun aurait le droit à la parole. Où le tout serait plus grand, un symbole.
Où le tout serait plus grand, un symbole.
Champlain a métissé sa vie.
Champlain rêvait notre pays.
Du littoral à l'interland, des chemins d'eau aussi. Il nous reste à faire ce pays. Il nous reste à faire ce pays.
Il nous reste à faire ce pays.
Il fuyait ses religions et leur folie. De sa vie, insufflant à l'Amérique son esprit.
Insufflant à l'Amérique son esprit.
À la fin de son voyage, la Nouvelle-France accueillait les colons en terre d'abondance. Il s'éteint à la Noël en confiance. Nous léguons son seul enfant dans l'espérance.
Nous léguons son seul enfant dans l'espérance.
Champlain a métissé sa vie.
Champlain, rêver notre pays.
Tu dis ton rôle à l'intérieur. reste à faire ce pays. Il nous reste à faire ce pays.
Il nous reste à faire ce pays. Il nous reste à faire ce
Gras in New Orleans can generate up to 960 tons of trash each March, and the iconic Mardi Gras beads are a major contributor, with hundreds of pounds of plastic beads ending up in the city's water system. Thankfully, a biologist from Louisiana State University has developed several formulas for biodegradable Mardi Gras beads. Nahiro Kato has developed a process in which to grow a species of microscopic algae that can form beads and doubloons. After the fun is had, these will biodegrade in soil in about 1 or 2 years. Kato first began his research when one of his students at LSU accidentally discovered the basic ingredients, which he has since refined. We're looking back at 2019 on Celt in a Twist. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Last presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
Here's my question for you, right? When will we ever, Aggie, win the war on bacteria? We're up to 99.9% now, according to the ads.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious, rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Laughs from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
The Flutes of Fluke soared to the top of our chart in April with a brand new album, Ancora, and Ocean Child.
Scotland announced plans in April to abolish the nation's emergency stockpile of coffee in place for decades after declaring the beans not vital for human survival. Nestle and other importers, roasters, and retailers are required by Swiss law to store bags of raw coffee. The country stockpiles other staples too, such as sugar, rice, edible oils, and animal feed. This system of emergency reserves was established between the two world wars as Switzerland prepared for any potential shortages in case of war, natural disaster, or epidemics. According to the plan released, coffee stockpiling obligations would expire by the end of 2022. The Federal Office for National Economic Supply has concluded that coffee is not essential for life, the government said. Coffee has almost no calories and subsequently does not contribute from the physiological perspective to safeguarding nutrition. Switzerland's 8.5 million residents consume about 9 kilograms of coffee per person annually, eclipsing Britain's 3.3 kilogram average and double the 4.5 kilograms consumed in the United States.
Fiddles meet programming wizardry on Artifacts. It's The Art of the Deal by Yoko Pono, topping our charts in May.
We'll be right back.
Belgian monks at the Grimbergen Abbey announced in May they are on the verge of brewing beer again after a break of more than 200 years. The abbey, whose emblem is a phoenix with the motto, "Burned but not destroyed," was ransacked and had its brewery smashed in 1795 by French troops. But a tradition of beer making that had dated back to the 13th century will be revived with plans to build a new brewery at the monastic complex in Grimbergen, a town north of Brussels. It expects its first sales in late 2020. The project, which Carlsberg will finance, aims to focus on using locally produced crops. The abbey has planted hops in its garden. There will also be a visitor's center.
I've got something to say.
Van City's The Town Pants had something to say in June. From that album, here's the title track.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you have to put yourself inside these loser's shoes. Nobody ever knows what someone else is going through. Why put down someone that I'll never see? Just because he doesn't see the world the same as me. Why is it so hard to be a decent human being? I got something to say. We've gotta make more time for love, less time for hate. Find a better way. Make each other stronger each and every single day. I got something to say. Always two sides that just can't get along. Neither side willing to admit they could be wrong. Things have to change, we aren't here for very long. You hate, he doesn't look like you. So then you go and do things that make him hate you too. There is no excuse for the damage that you do. I got something to say. We've gotta make more time for love, less time for hate. Find a better way. Make each other stronger every single day. I got something to say.
Of South Africa and Sri Lanka to dive onto the ground during their Cricket World Cup clash at the Riverside Stadium in June. But for many on the pitch, there was a sense of déjà vu. Bees halting international cricket matches is not common, yet it has now happened to the same two teams some 2 years and 10,000 kilometers apart. The stoppage lasted only a few minutes, but when South Africa and Sri Lanka clashed at the Wanderers in Johannesburg in 2017, the game was halted for over an hour before the swarm moved on. South African captain Faf du Plessis told reporters, "It's very funny. Looks like someone's just had a machine gun through all the players on the field and everyone is down on the ground. You're not brave when there's a bee or a swarm of bees flying. I think I'm brave, but not that brave." We're looking back at 2019 and the best music we played during that year. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Last presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
I'm very fond of Twitter, for example, because it's allowed up to 40,000 people to contact me directly and tell me I look like Gru from Despicable Me.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious, rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Laughs from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
Senegalese funk meets Scottish pipes. It's Solskjaer in July with the Isle of Skye Reel.
Grasshoppers descended upon America's Sin City in unusual abundance in July, disrupting weather radars, deterring tourists, and invoking hysteria on social media. The clouds of buzzing insects whose migration through the Las Vegas Valley, scientists say, is a result of a wetter-than-normal winter, were big enough that the National Weather Service detected them on its radar. Attracted to ultraviolet light, the insects clustered around the city's brightly lit tourist district, a concentration of resort hotels and casinos along the strip. The Luxor Skybeam, a pillar of light that rises from the Luxor Hotel, has attracted huge swarms at night, according to videos posted to Twitter. The Best Western Plus Casino Royale on the Strip shut off its lights for two nights to avoid attracting the bugs.
He hit his big head upon a thick beam and made his red blood fly.
A new generation of Cape Bretoners are keeping the fiddle tradition alive. They are Koi, and the album was Ashlar, which brought us The Capable Wife in August.
There was an old man that lived in the wood, as you could plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all of my heart, the woman, she said, if that's what you would allow, tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, I'll go drive the plow. You must milk or tidy the cow, for fear she will go dry. You must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty. And you must mind the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay astray. And then you must reel the spool of yarn that I spun yesterday. The woman, she took up the staff in her hand, and she went to drive the plow. The old man took up the pail in his hand, and he went to milk the cow. But Tidy hinged, and Tidy flinched, and Tidy broke his nose. And Tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Hi, Tidy, ho, Tidy, Tidy, now stand still. If ever I milk you, Tidy, again, it'd be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty. Hit his big head upon a fig beam and made his red blood fly. Speckly hen, for fear she lay astray, forgot to reel the spool of yarn his wife spun yesterday. He swore by the sun, the moon, the stars, the green leaves on the trees, if his wife didn't do a day's work in her life, she'd not be ruled by he. And then when his wife came home that night, he said he could plainly see. He said she could do as much work in a day as he could do in three.
French inventor Frankie Zapata succeeded in August in crossing the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard he designed, zooming over the Strait of Dover in just over 20 minutes. Zapata took off from just outside Calais in France at about 6:17 in the morning on a little platform powered by five small jet engines and carrying kerosene in a backpack. Flanked by three helicopters, he reached Britain after a stop on a boat halfway through the 35-kilometer crossing to refuel, landing safely close to Dover. Zapata, who wowed crowds during the France's Bastille Day celebration on July 14th by soaring over a military parade in Paris on the device, said on arrival that the hoverboard had reached speeds of 160 to 170 kilometers per hour during the crossing. Zapata's biggest challenge was refueling with another backpack, which required landing on a platform mounted on a boat. He said he was also working on a flying car.
September, Frigg passed along Chris Stout's compliments from Frost on the Fiddles as we count down our top tunes from 2019.
Cricket journalist in Britain for the Ashes Test Series in September is claiming to have drunk the most expensive beer in history after being charged nearly $100,000 Australian for the tipple. Peter Lalor, chief cricket writer for an Australian newspaper, said he'd stopped for a drink at a bar in Manchester. Lalor said he was not wearing his glasses, so he did not check the bill for the bottle of Duchar IPA he ordered before handing over his bank card. The rude shot came a couple of hours later when Lalor's wife at home in Australia alerted him to the fact that $100,000 had been stripped from their joint account. Adding to the pain, he'd been slugged another $2,500 as a transaction fee. Some sleuthing revealed that instead of entering 5.5 pounds, $6.78, bar staff charged him 55,000 pounds for a single beer. The operator of the bar, the Malmaison, or Bad House Hotel, was not immediately available for comment. The money was returned. As for the quality of the ale itself, which has won a number of awards, Lalor said, it was good, but not that good. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist as we look back on 2019. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Laughs presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
Here's my question for you, right? When will we ever, Aggie, win the war on bacteria? We're up to 99.9% now, according to the ads.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Laughs from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
October introduced us to Nashville singer Deborah Lynn from Blue Sun Rises. I Pull Me Down. From Celt in a Twist.
Cold, cold is the night. No moon, no stars, blue midnight. Shadows dancing on the wall. Deeper into you I fall. Dark, dark is my heart. Broken to afraid to start. To love again, to twist and bend. Belief forever has no end. I try to find my way, but I just pull. This candle light my way. Light the darkness, calm my fears. Hold me till they disappear. There's no one for you but me. But I can't let myself believe. I can't run and I can't hide. But what I fear is fear inside. I try to find my way, but I just pull.
away supplies for winter took on a whole new meaning for a couple in the United States after they discovered a hood full of walnuts and grass in their car. Holly Persick was driving to a library in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, when she noticed that the car was acting strange and smelled very odd. Holly opened the hood to find an engine full of walnuts, neatly packed in grass, presumably stored there by squirrels over the weekend when the vehicle had been parked in the open. Husband Chris spent almost an hour cleaning out over 200 walnuts and grass from under the hood. There's definitely an angry squirrel wife right now wondering where all the nuts went, Chris said.
Canada's fiddle sweetheart Natalie McMaster got back to the basics with her new album Sketches and three reels, topping our contemporary Celtic Top 10 in November.
As we looked back on the very best of 2019. We're looking forward to a new decade and a whole new bunch of great Celtic music. We have one more to go, our tune for December. Till next year, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Philadelphia's Barley Juice re-entered the top 10 in December with a new album called The Old Speakeasy and High on Highland Life. We'll be right back.
started getting hairy. Everybody frightened and everybody wary. 23andMe says it's got us about a quarter. That's enough for me, so I'm running for the border. Wife says, where you wanna go? And so I told her, I wanna pick up logs and throw them off my shoulder. Said Caledonia is the place he ought to be. So we hopped on a plane and we flew to Aberdeen. Time to meet our destiny. Than to be in Inverness, set the day in Fort William where the brownies are the best. We'll make Salem back home where they never can believe us. Then we find a slice of heaven at the shadow of Ben Ellis. Glen Cadam, Glen Eden, Glen Ground, and Glen Going, Glen Turret, not too Klein, Ellis, Glen Foyle, Howard, Moore, Dow, Moore, Hedra, Delaware, why so many whiskeys in so little time?
Castles everywhere I turn. Best of times, 'cause everybody here can see the glimmer of a lizard in the shimmer of the ripples of Loch Ness sometimes.
Agent Buchanan, made by Angus Bob Dorney. Outtended sheep with me colleagues and me beagles. A while away the hours reading poems by me teagle.
We'll be drenched in history.
Communications.